WKXW Trenton, WKXW HD, a Town Square Media station.
From New Jersey's most listened to station, New Jersey 101.5 News starts now.
It's 10 o'clock. I'm Jen Ursulo, topping our report this hour. Despite the announcement by the CDC that vaccinated people no longer need to wear masks indoors or out, Governor Murphy has not lifted the mask mandate in New Jersey. He and the State Department of Health are reviewing the new guidance and will continue to move forward in the efforts to vaccinate all willing and eligible individuals who live, work, or study in the Garden State. Thousands of Jersey kids between the ages of 12 and 15 have already gotten vaccinated after the CDC approved the Pfizer vaccine for adolescents just a few days ago. At the Burlington County mega site, 14-year-old Donald Cucuzella said he really wanted a vaccine so he can hang with his friends again.
We used to go inside our local pizza place and watch football in the fall. We weren't able to do that this year, and we just like to go inside each other's houses and play video games, just have a lot of fun. We haven't been able to do that because of COVID.
Donald is planning a long-delayed trip to Great Adventure with his family next month. The 16-year-old Donovan Catholic High School student impaled with a javelin during a track and field meet is recovering at home and is expected to return to school soon. The javelin became impaled several inches into the Pine Beach teen's thigh. He was conscious and alert while Toms River firefighters and EMS workers cut the javelin so he could be safely taken to the hospital. The student athlete is doing well and he will return to school soon. The man suspected of shooting and wounding three people in New York's Times Square, including a four-year-old girl, says he didn't know anything about it and that he was in New Jersey at the time. Farrakhan Muhammad spoke to a TV station from a county jail where he is now in custody. The state saw another 13,000 new claims for unemployment filed last week. It is the first drop in new claims in 3 weeks, but also a sign that few are re-entering the workforce. To date, New Jersey has paid out more than $28 billion in unemployment claims. Just breathe. Don't spit or shove something up your nose. That could be the new mode of COVID-19 testing. If a project at Rutgers goes mainstream, it would allow you to test yourself at home on a device, somewhat like a breathalyzer, and thanks to an electric sensor, you'd get results almost immediately.
We're targeting a 10-minute mark on our device, so the idea would be that you basically know pretty quickly whether or not you have the detectable levels of infection.
Professor Edward DeMauro says with an eye toward full school reopening in the fall, parents might want this non-invasive test for their kids, especially because you would know right away if your child has COVID rather than having to send their specimen for lab analysis that could take hours, maybe days. Get the latest Jersey news on your schedule on demand. Go to nj1015.com/podcast. How's the weekend shaping up? Chief Meteorologist Dan Zarrow's complete forecast is coming up. New Jersey fast traffic in 1 minute.
On your radio, online, and on your smart speaker.
New Jersey 101.5 fast traffic.
Garden State Parkway, a little heavy northbound around Route 22 and Union. That's a direct result of construction work on Route 22. Remember, you'll have some slowdowns on the eastbound side, east of Fairway Drive, heading out toward the parkway. On the westbound side, Vauxhall Road out toward the Garden State Parkway as well. Some additional delays, too, on 22 around North Broad Street and Hillside. 287, this is nice. No construction today up there. At least no delays. Northbound between exits 55 and 56. And we have the right lane still blocked off on 295, as Jill told you. Northbound, the right lane closed at 42 because of a missing manhole cover. You got to wonder what people do with those things. Traffic every 15 minutes. Next report, 1018. Pete Torriello on New Jersey 101.5.
New Jersey traffic is made possible by Indeed. Indeed believes less is more. That's why they have powerful tools to help you source, screen, and hire quality people faster. Learn more at Indeed.com/credit. On Wall Street, the Dow is up 310 points. New Jersey 101.5 News time, 10:04.
Jersey Radio.
You're so right about everything.
New Jersey 101.5.
The opinions expressed by the hosts, callers, and guests are not those of New Jersey 101.5, Town Square Media, or station advertisers.
New Jersey 101.5 News Time, 10:07. Now New Jersey 101.5, instant weather.
Copy and paste, lather, rinse, repeat. This will be another beautiful spring day across New Jersey. So we've seen sunshine and blue skies so far this morning. You'll find some puffy, friendly clouds around this afternoon. Look for inland high temperatures 70 to 75 degrees. Coastal communities will top out in the 60s today. Mainly clear and seasonal. Cool tonight, lows around 50, and tomorrow will be partly sunny and nice and warm. Highs pop into the mid-70s with the slightest chance of an afternoon or evening shower. Sunday turns mostly cloudy, and highs scale back to around the 70-degree mark. We'll be watching for a few hit-or-miss rain showers Sunday afternoon. That'll lead to some drizzle and clouds around Monday. It will be a little bit cooler with highs in the 60s. I'm Chief Meteorologist Dan Zarrow.
Right now, Neptune 65 degrees, Pompton Plains 67, Hamilton 65. Download our mobile app for breaking traffic, weather, and news alerts sent to your smartphone. It's free from New Jersey 101.5.
New Jersey 101.5.